Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
I think that's, what do they call that? Dunning-Kruger effect. Where they say, it's called the Dunning-Kruger effect, if I'm not mistaken.
Dianne-Kruger.
Yes, her too. It's the idea that the more you do something, the more you are aware of how bad you are at it.
Yeah, it's like me in the radio business. Thanks, Bone.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-racket.
Penetrate your ear hole. Ew. This is Man and Bone.
What was that last one? Give me one again.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's also T-Bone's last day of the week.
Yeah.
Who's with me?
Timmy.
Thursday, Friday. Timmy?
Yeah, Timmy tomorrow and Friday.
All right.
So that'll be fun.
But yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm getting out of town for a couple days. So.
And you're going where everybody goes when they get out of town. Alabama.
Alabama. That's right. Going to a music festival. It just so happens to be in Alabama.
All right.
Not usually where I would pick to go, but.
That's where it is.
Here we are.
It's Wild Card Wednesday, which means you can X us. At Man and Bone 971. You can also text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. You know, our new program director, Fish, thought that the burner phone was a bit.
Yes, he did.
Bit? He didn't understand. It was an actual physical burner phone that I use.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about this in one of the meetings we had today. And big boss man, Sweet Lou, was also in the meeting. And
you love meetings, don't you?
Oh, it was meetings
meeting
day.
You should have seen Bone today. All meeting. I haven't talked to him.
No.
I have no idea what the hell's going on with you.
I said hello, and then we talked for maybe like 2 seconds, and I said, I got to go to a meeting. And then I got back. You know, I just had a lot of meetings today. It just happened
to be. Let's break them all down. What was the first meeting you had?
Well, first meeting wasn't, I don't even know if you'd call this a meeting. It was a podcast, because I did the Bone and Beam podcast with Beamer this morning.
You know what? That's something to do.
Yeah.
That's something on the agenda.
I sat in a room for an hour and talked.
All right, so you did the podcast then.
Yep. And then I had our digital meeting here at the station where we talked about digital strategy and coming up with initiatives that would empower listeners to engage.
If you're asking, is Common Man in these meetings? No.
No.
I'm not in any of them. All right. So you have the podcast, digital meeting. What else?
Then we met with Blue Jackets.
Oh, how'd that go?
It was good.
Was it?
I have a joke to make. You know the joke I'm going to make. I'll just leave. You already know the joke.
I know.
You know the joke.
I
don't need to make the joke.
Oh, okay.
But you know the joke.
All right.
I walked in. They said, can I have your cell phone? I said, absolutely not. Meeting over. No. That didn't happen. It was a very good meeting. We had a lot
went
of fun.
Well?
Yeah. We had some talking about off the ice and off the air stuff.
Professional
synergy
stuff.
Between our professional groups. We're the flagship owned the Jackets. We got to make sure we're doing a good job with all that stuff, which we are. And they are doing their part. So, yeah, all that stuff's good. And I come in here and scream about him for 3 hours, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Is that it?
Is that it? That was like my whole day. That was all I did.
Now, of course, you're doing the show.
Yeah. In between.
That's a full day.
In between, I had to prep for the show. And also, there were some graphics to be made and some emails to be sent.
Hey, Teddy.
Yeah.
How many meetings do you have today?
Zero.
Me too. Nice, isn't it?
I had one possible meeting today, but that fell through. So.
Oh, did it?
No, tomorrow I'll have that one.
What was that one?
That was my meeting with Fish.
Oh, and it fell through because
we went
long in another meeting.
Yeah, we said,
hey,
it wasn't anything official. He's like, hey, if we have some time, we can catch up today. But the Blue Jackets took my time. So
yeah, there you go. They did. And that's okay. Blue Jackets were great. We had a good conversation with them.
We love them.
Yeah. We were moving on, Mike.
All right.
Just moving
on. All right. Hey, before we get to Wild Card Wednesday stuff, did you happen to catch the Justin Fields press conference today?
I didn't watch it.
All right,
well,
hold on.
I did see a few quotes.
I'm going to sum it up for you.
Okay.
Okay? Because I did watch it. Because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Sure.
Justin Fields, who has started the season 0-2 with the Bears. I believe they're going on the road to Kansas City this week. Is that right?
I believe you're right on
that. And he has looked bad, as has the entire team. Offense, defense, everything. But he specifically, against Tampa Bay last week, bad.
Yeah.
He pretty much sat down at his press conference today and said in more words than I'm about to say, but the gist was there. I'm not going to listen to my coaches anymore. I'm going to do things the way I want to do things, and you'll see how I do things on Sunday.
All right.
All right, I'm tired of thinking out there. All this stuff they're telling me, I don't need to know it. I'm going to play on instinct.
Wow.
Okay. So when asked, because he described his play last week as robotic. When asked why he thought his play was robotic, his answer was coaching. So he's going to go out there. He says, you'll see on Sunday. We will see. I'm curious to see how this works out. I'm curious to see how long he lasts, because he'll kill himself. You know, because in my mind, the style of football he wants to play is backyard football.
Well, that's the thing. I presume that a lot of guys in the NFL would like to go out there and not really have to process or think and just go play free and not worry about
he
all the things the coaches are saying.
He wants to just play with his instincts.
Right. And I'm sure that a lot of guys feel the same way. And he is a very talented football player. You don't get to the NFL by being one that isn't. But in the NFL, all those guys are super talented, and they have super talented coaches telling them exactly in what to do. And then in that system, they play instinctually, and the greatest ones make all the plays and do all the things.
Now, you're not insinuating that the Bears have super talented coaching.
No.
Because
I'm saying
they don't.
The defenses you're going up against 9 times out of 10 do, because
yes,
it's the NFL.
That's right.
And I'm saying if you don't even give a crap about the coaches, what they're telling you to do, perhaps that's great. Perhaps that'll work out. But I just want to point out, eventually those coaches will say, oh, here's the three things he's going to do all the time. And then they're going to figure that out. Johnny Manziel, am I wrong, said that he never read a playbook? Like, didn't look at film?
Well, no, he read a playbook.
He didn't look at film.
His team-issued iPad that he was given to
right,
watch film on, he watched 0.0 hours of film.
Right. What I'm saying is Johnny Manziel made a few plays out there, probably instinctually, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing Justin Fields is going to do better than Johnny Manziel.
I mean, he rushed for 1,000 yards last year.
Yeah.
So he already has.
That's really good. I'm just pointing out that if you don't listen to your coaches at all, you go on instinct, for a time that may work. The NFL will catch up to that, and when it's time to make adjustments, I'm curious to see if he can make those.
No, let me be clear. This will not work. Okay, I think the Bears coaches are stupid. I understand that maybe he's not getting the information he needs, or maybe he's getting too much information. I have no idea. Or they're not processing the information well enough for him. But him just saying, I'm not going to listen to him, I'm going to go out there and play on my instincts, bad idea. That's bad.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to work. I also don't think it's a great sign that you're 3 weeks into an NFL season and you have a player saying, coaches, overrated. That's that's not great either, right?
No.
Okay.
All right, Wild Card Wednesday.
Chip Dip starts us off today. He says, my shimmer shammer shandies. Let's pretend that instead of a standard car horn, your steering wheel had four buttons, and each button plays a pre-recorded message. What would be your four car honk messages?
Well, we kind of had this, didn't we?
With
the soundboard stuff.
Well, but you can have it say any. It doesn't have to be a sound bite. Like he says, for instance, one of my messages would be drive faster, asshat, which, you know what? I like the term asshat being thrown in there.
Yeah, asshat's nice. I would just go with a more standard, get out of my way or die. I mean, that's pretty forceful. Can I have a different voice with the message, though? Because my voice saying it, get out of the way or die, that's not intimidating. If I put Paul Keels' voice on there, and
that
he says,
that would
get out of the way
people.
Or die, it's the
that's
voice
right.
of the Buckeyes, the voice of God.
Oh my gosh. you'd see people just driving off the road saying, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I know I need to pull over
because, you know,
Paul Keels is yelling at me.
I would have Paul do all my voices. Sound number two would just be a voice that says, show me your boobies.
Why?
Why not?
Why not? I think
I've
a lot of reasons
I've got
why
four
not.
To work with here. And first of all, if Paul says it, you just do it. You just don't even think about it.
Yeah. So like that.
I had no intention. Oh, Paul said it. Woo!
There's like a long haul truck driver from Virginia. He's like,
That's fine.
I don't even know who that voice is, but here you go. I'm gonna show you what's going on.
The other. So I got two.
Yeah.
Okay. I got get out of my way or die. I got show me your boobies.
That's enough.
Now right. We'll just have one for fun.
Oh, that and last one wasn't.
No, that wasn't for fun.
Oh, okay, I see.
This one is gonna be, please let the prostitute out of my trunk. That'll throw some
because
people for a
loop. Because you have one in there, is the insinuation you're making.
Well, no, I don't, but
making.
It's just, you know, they don't know that. And they're certainly going to get out of my way.
It would be, well, you know what? Here's the problem, though. I think you're going to confuse people with that because they're going to, wait, why would he advertise that he's committed a crime? What's going on? And then meanwhile, traffic grinds to a halt as everyone's trying to figure out your limerick or whatever it is you got going on there.
Well, that's okay. Maybe it distracts people from the limericks they put up on the traffic signs. The don't text and drive limericks.
I will say, by the way, well, go ahead. Do you have a fourth one? Do you have
any other? Fourth one, I think, would be just a voice. I mean, I don't know if Paul would do this. You know what? I think it would be Herbie's voice.
Oh, what would Herbie say?
Follow me to my house, lunatic Buckeye fans.
Mm. That'd be fun. That'd be really
good. Until I drove to my house.
Then it wouldn't be fun.
No.
Yeah.
They'd kill me.
I'm trying to think what I would have on mine. I number one would be like, get out of the way. That's
get
obvious.
Get out of the way what, though? You just can't say get out of the way.
I'm trying to, you know what? I want this term to come back. Get out of my way, dill weed.
Dill weed better than dill hole?
Yes, I like dill weed because it's an actual grocery item. You can go to a store and buy dill weed right now. But dill weed sounds like a fun thing.
Okay.
So I'd have that. Then I would have one that's just a blanket statement, listen to better music. And I would just play
how
that.
How do you know?
I know.
What if they got Pantera on in there?
Well, then I'd still say you could probably find something better, but that's further along my path of where I listen to stuff. I'm just saying, but I would also apply. I have a button. It's not like it just plays randomly. I would do it if I'm driving next to someone. I'm like, this sucks.
All right, listen to better music. Oh, we got to take a break. Think about the other two. Gene Smith says you have to pay just to get in the door. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You'll want to be aware of a closure in the area. 71 southbound between US 62 and State Route 56. Closed down completely due to an accident in the area. You can try to use US 62 or another alternate route there to get around that closure. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples has great deals on a full range of HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. And right now, Staples is dropping prices on their entire selection of HP printers, with select models starting as low as $69.99. See staples.com/HP for details. Upgrade to HP at Staples. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells, one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday on campus. All the news and notes you need coming up at 4:48. Psycho of the Week in the 5 o'clock hour. So Gene Smith was testifying today in front of the House Committee on Small Business about federal NIL legislation.
Hang on.
What?
Why is the House Committee on Small Business involved in college football
because
name, image, and likeness?
College football is just a mom and pop, you know.
They only sign
family business.
They only sign TV contracts worth billions of dollars.
That's
billions
small.
With a B.
That's
business. Not that's not a joke. That's actually what the Big Ten's media deal is.
In my mind, the House Committee on Small Business today, they're talking to the most powerful men in college football.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, mom and pop shoe shine place in Bethesda, Maryland.
Oh, see, I was going more like, yes, and then tomorrow we're going to talk to boutique automaker Elon Musk.
Oh, okay. So anyway, Gene said, because all these schools, they want legislation. They want the federal government to come in and bail them out because they didn't do it themselves and the NCAA just sat on their hands for years. They could have put some sort of legislation in place. They didn't. Now it's the Wild West. So they want the government to help them. Gene Smith did say today, though, that it is not uncommon for recruits to ask for $5,000 just to visit.
Hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, I was surprised this got so much traction today. People were shocked by this, and I don't know if people know how official visits work. You know how official visits work. Unofficial visits, you can take 10 of them. You pay your way. You come in. You can like a guy can take an unofficial visit to Ohio State. Buy his own tickets, buy his own airfare and hotel.
Right. There are
limitations can call the coaches
who you can talk to.
Yes. But they can come and check out the campus and see whatever they need to see and all that as many times as they want. When you do an official visit, there's a process involved. But in that process, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is where the university is allowed to
pick up the tab
on some things like your hotel, some dining, all that stuff.
And some universities just provide you with a woman.
Well,
we've seen that.
Not, you know what? You say that, and people may think like, oh, you're being over the top.
No, I'm not.
There are students who are ambassadors who are like the tour guides who then show your prospective student around campus. They do happen to find the most attractive humans on the planet who go to the university
or
to fill those roles.
In the case of Louisville basketball, actual hookers.
Well, that was they, at least to be fair, they got in trouble for that until Rick Pitino got right back into coaching a few years later.
But I'm just saying,
you're right.
They got in trouble because of that.
They did do that. You're right. Now, the reason I bring up the official visits thing is when that all started, I'm quite sure there were people who said, oh, gosh, you're asking for hotels and food just to cut. You should be glad they're inviting you to look at the school. They want to recruit you. And eventually we all just accepted like, oh, yeah, they're going to pick up the tab for food and hotel because that's the way this works. And everybody's doing that. I'm just saying this is like moving that forward a little bit. So Gene Smith throws that number out there like they're asking for $5,000 just to come see the school. Yeah, I bet they are, Gene. I'm not surprised. Because you know what they're not getting when they come to the school is an employment agreement. And if Gene Smith wants to truly have that discussion, and if all these powers that be in college sports want to have that discussion, make them employees then. Then there is no negotiation and trying to get the biggest name, image, and likeness deal. You just have an employment contract. Say, here's the job. Here's how much it pays. Everyone gets this. Enjoy. And if you don't like that, then I guess you can go not play college football. They don't want to do that. The NCAA has never wanted to do that. That's why they're begging Congress to make rules that limit what the athletes can make, but not limit what guys like Gene Smith or Ryan Day can make. So draw your own conclusions on why that is. But those are the guys who get to testify in front of Congress, are guys like Nick Saban, Ryan Day, Gene Smith, the power brokers of college football. The athletes don't have a voice there. So they don't get to go complain about what they don't like about the process in front of Congress. So that tells me the system's not exactly set up to benefit them. It's set up to benefit the guys who make the most money off.
Well, first of all, I think that's a little harsh. We are talking about small businesses here.
This is
the small business committee.
When you think of college football, do not think of Alabama, Texas, or Ohio State.
No, no.
Think of like Otterbein. That's what they want you to envision.
There's your small business.
That's the small business they want you to envision. But forgetting that Gene Smith, who runs Ohio State, that's who's actually testifying about this. Let's see. Paul says, what is the closest thing to a road rage incident you've ever been involved in? I had a guy get out of his car yesterday and come at me, and I was just walking across the street. Also, he wasn't even in the car.
I've had plenty. You may find this hard to believe. Back in my younger days, I had some rage issues.
Oh?
Not anymore.
No.
No.
No, no.
I'm a calm guy now.
You have. You know what? You are a lot more calm than
I have mellowed out.
You have worked on that.
Considerably. That's just life experience, getting older, and lots of prescription pills.
I want to add, all of that is off the air. On the air? Still a wild
no,
man.
No, even on the air, I'm not as wild as I used to be.
No,
am I?
But you, no, but you... You have your moments, is okay, what I'm like. Right. Like, and that's
well, the people,
good.
The
that's
people
what we
tune
do.
In for the moments too. I'm not
I'm
stupid,
saying, but you. We're also talking about sports. We're not like you're not actually out on the road anyway. So you have had road rage.
Yes,
incidents.
I've had incidents like that. I think the most dangerous that it got was this was several years ago. I was on 315 North. It was one of those days where it was kind of drizzling and the roadway was slippery, and the stop and go type of traffic where for some reason we all decide to go 70, then slam on our brakes.
Yes, right.
Come to almost a complete stop, then go 70 again.
In the rain.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Right. So it's one of those things. So we're all caught up in this pattern of driving fast, stopping quick. I'm stopping quick. I see the person behind me. I know they're not going to have time to stop.
Yeah.
Right, so I actually turn off into the shoulder a little bit, mm-hmm. hoping that I will miss them.
Yeah,
but they still got my bumper.
Ugh.
Wasn't a huge impact, but it was enough.
Sure,
right. So I'm there in the left lane anyway. The shoulder's right there. So I pull over. I put my hazards on. He starts to pull over too. Then all of a sudden, he just takes off.
Oh,
he hauls ass and takes off. And for some reason, I decide I'm going to chase him.
Oh, no. Don't. To those of you at home, Mike is a trained professional.
No, I'm not a trained professional.
Do not do that.
So he's going on the shoulder.
Oh,
he's zipping
boy.
Through, and I'm going, I'm chasing
he's
him
zipping,
on the shoulder.
And you're zipping.
And at the same time, I am trying to take my phone out to zoom in and take a picture of his license plate.
Oh, my God.
That's all I want. I mean, I don't want to stop and kill him. I mean, I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to get a picture of his license plate because I know there's damage to my car and he's not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of
and
course.
And so we're weaving in and out of traffic. He zips through lanes of traffic and gets off in an exit. Somehow I find a way to do the same.
Oh, my God.
So we're going down this exit lane that is a 35 mile an hour exit lane, but we're both going like 70 in the rain where he bites it.
Oh, no.
And so do I.
Oh, no.
And by the miracle of God, he doesn't hit me. I don't hit him. We don't hit the barrier. We don't hit any of the cars.
Don't bring God into this.
But you know what
just
I mean.
Dumb luck by you.
You know what I mean. You shut your whore mouth.
He had nothing to do with this. Just want to point that out.
No, if anything, he would have just struck us both down.
If he was paying attention, he would have put a rhinoceros down there.
So then I'm like, you know, my heart's pounding.
Yeah.
He just takes off again.
Oh, no!
And so I said, well, my stupid part is going to end here.
Like, yeah, right. You learned
so
your
anyway,
lesson.
He got away. I never got his license plate number. I had to pay for the damage myself.
Oh.
And I was stupid and almost hurt other people in the process. Do not do,
don't do
what
that.
I did.
No.
Okay? So I tell my daughter all the time. She wants to hear all about daddy's mistakes because that humanizes me. And I say, that's great. I'm glad you want to hear this stuff. Do not do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I
did these things. You learn from me.
That's
and I'm
right.
telling you people out there, it's not worth it.
No, it's not. It never is. And I do know that plenty of times where I have felt the urge to like yell or honk or all those things, I have done that. I mean, I've definitely done
We've
it.
We've all done that.
And then I've had the moment where like, I realize the person I see that I've had somebody get out of their car and come over and it's like, what am I going to do now? And the choice is like, I'm going to make sure the door's locked. I'm going to look straight ahead and I'm not doing a thing because you know what? At the
you
end
just
of the
pretend
day,
like you don't even see him.
Nope. Because at the end, I mean, they were honking at me too, but it's like at some point it's like, no. We're just honking and yelling. I'm not actually here to fight you. I don't care. You can think I'm a wuss. I'm not here to get out of my car.
Colin Cowherd is stupid. I'll tell you why. I mean, there's many reasons, but I'll tell you
the latest reason.
The latest reason why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We're still looking out for that closure due to an accident. 71 southbound between US 62 and State Route 56. Closed down completely through that area. You can try to use US 62 or another alternate route there to get around that area. We're going to have to avoid that for a little while. Completely closed down from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations. While supplies last, dine and only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zelick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Shen.
Happy to be wrong, which is good because they're always wrong. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, T-Bone's going to talk to you about water.
That's right, Mike. If you have water in your house, I think you do. Most people do. I hope you do.
Jesus.
If you do, you don't have water in your house, going to say this one doesn't apply to you. But if you do have water coming into your house, chances are there's something in your water that you don't want. You may have noticed the spots on your dishes or the way it makes your skin feel when you get out of the shower. It just doesn't feel right. Maybe you feel a little grimy or you feel a little scaly on the skin. Whatever it is, Kinetico can help you figure out what is in the problem water that you have in your house that's making those things happen. That's why they will do a free water test for you to find out what's in your water and how best to treat it. I've had their K5 drinking water station in my house for 3 years now. Also had the Premier, the Premier Series water softeners. They're both great. KineticoColumbus.com. You can call their local office in Canal Winchester and find out what system is right for you after you get the water test. KineticoColumbus.com. Hey, Mike, good news. Your guy, Justin Fields, just had some more quotes. Do you want those? Just within the last 5 minutes.
Oh, you mean the team said go back out there?
Well, not quite.
Okay, all right.
This is from Courtney Cronin, who I'm just double checking. It looks like she is a Chicago Bears reporter for ESPN Radio, ESPN 1000, right? She has 82,000 followers. Let her live.
All right.
Justin Fields spoke for 1 minute in the locker room to clarify his comments he made earlier today.
And by the way, if you missed it, the comments he made earlier today essentially was, I'm going to stop listening to my coaches and do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. So now he's saying a different thing. He said, quote, I'm not blaming anything on the coaches. I'm never going to blame anything on coaches. Never going to blame anything on my teammates. I will take every, and then he paused, whatever happens in a game, I will take all the blame. I don't care if it's a drop pass and it should have been a pass. Put it on me.
But that's not what you said earlier.
No.
Someone asked you, why has your play been robotic? His answer was coaching.
That's directly blaming the coaches.
And then said he's going to play on instinct and not listen to coaching.
Uh-huh.
That's what he said. Now, maybe he got the flus when he went back. Eberflus got in his face and said, go on out there and make this right, idiot.
Yeah, that's not good. Also, I would just like to add, and I know he's trying now to do the right thing, and I guess on the small level, whatever little bit you should, give him credit for that. Here's the thing, though, that I've never liked about when you hear players say this, and he kind of made the gaffe while apologizing, where when a guy says, put it on me, it's my mistake, even if that guy does suck and he dropped every ball and he's terrible,
still,
and we all know he should be
put
cut,
it on me, I'll take the blame.
And it's like, well, you're not really putting it on you, are you? When you say, yeah, I know that other guy sucks. Like Magic Johnson's the one who kind of started all that, right? Where he says, if I make a pass in a game and the guy didn't catch it, I don't blame him. I blame me for passing it to the guy who couldn't catch it. People are like, oh, Magic Johnson taking responsibility. No, he's not. He's saying, that guy sucks. Next time, I'm never throwing him the basketball.
Shame on me for trusting this guy.
Right, but he's still throwing his teammate under the bus by saying, that dude's trash and I'm never passing him the ball again. He just didn't say it that way. He said, shame on me for thinking that guy was good. I won't be that dumb.
Colin Cowherd, your guy.
Sodas. Who drinks, by the way? Who drinks soda anyway? It's just like, seriously.
Colin, by the way, Bone is taking a sip of soda. Right now.
Yep.
Or as the cool kids call it, pop.
That's what I call it.
Colin Cowherd has his Blazin' 5 picks every single week for the NFL season. Blazin' 5.
These are no good.
So, of course, there's been 2 weeks of the NFL season, which means he has 10 Blazin' Hot picks so far.
Yes.
What do you think his record is with Blazin' Hot picks to start the season?
I'm going to guess he's very low. Is he zero?
He is 0-9-1. He did get a push.
Oh.
0-9 and one. Now, maybe you're saying, hey, guys, you always poke fun at how you're stupid and you mess up things. We do.
All the time.
You know who doesn't poke fun at himself being stupid? Colin Cowherd.
No.
He's there to educate.
His whole brand is, I watch this stuff. I know it better than you. I think about it more than you do. I'm just more in tune to it because of all my years of paying attention to it. Now, we all know that's BS, but, well, at least I do and you do, and I think a lot of people have caught on to that, but Colin's brand is, I'm the seer of all. Go look at the TV show setup they have. You ever notice how Colin's desk is like 3 feet taller than anybody he's talking to? Why is that? It's a visual representation of how he feels about himself. I'm above all of you and you're stupid. So that's him setting himself up as the expert, visually and otherwise. That's what he does. 0-9-1. Let him live.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has many other interests, so he's not always talking about sports.
What are his other interests? I'm trying to think of what they would be.
Well, I mean, he said that Rock You Like a Hurricane was his favorite AC/DC song.
That's right.
So, I mean,
we all love that.
We all love it.
We all know this is what you think of when you hear AC/DC. The first song that comes to your mind is this one right here. Definitely not an AC/DC song, but Colin thinks it is.
How's it possible that we don't have the whole song in the system? We just have a bump.
Would we have played Rock You Like a Hurricane on the hot AC radio station?
Well, we got a lot of stuff that, you know, why wouldn't you play that?
Dude, I'm with you. It's one of the best songs of all time.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it is. You shut your whore mouth if you're going to talk bad about Scorpion. Scorpions. Yeah, it's the Scorpions is what I always want to say, and that's wrong. Scorpions. Who also had the song that people think brought down the Berlin Wall.
What?
Now I can't remember it, but
that's
they
so important.
Winds of Change?
Winds of Change, yeah. There's like a whole thing where
Teddy loves Scorpions.
Scorpions are great.
I like them. Yeah,
I know you do.
They're
good.
But Winds of Change, there was a whole conspiracy theory out there that the U.S. government planted this because they were big in Germany, wrote the song for them and said, perform it, make it a thing, and then got it played over in Soviet Union and all that spurred the youth to get them to rise up and say, yes, we should change and tear down this wall and let's go. So that's the belief. That was the thought. Was that the Soviets and Berlin Wall, all that stuff, that was all due to Scorpions. Mm-hmm. Now, that's largely been disproven, but let them live.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have little stories like that.
I wish it were
true.
You
know, right before the wall fell, you know who played the first, like, real concert?
I don't remember. I know that we've talked about it. Who is it?
Billy Joel.
Oh, that's right.
Billy
okay.
Joel.
Yeah.
And he played two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he talked about how that was the maddest he ever got.
Was
doing those concerts.
Was that where that video comes from? Because I know there's one where he like loses his mind and is getting really frustrated.
And here's why. Do you know why?
I know there was something about they were putting spotlights on people.
Well, because the armed guards were there.
Yeah.
You know, the communist guards.
Sure.
It's not the KGB. That's, you know what I mean.
Well, whatever it was, yeah.
Anyway, armed guards were there, and they kept the big spotlight. You know, concerts have spotlights and lights going crazy all the time, but usually the crowd is largely in darkness.
Yes.
And the stage is being lit. There may be situations where some lights go on the crowd, but, you know, you're lighting the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept shining the lights on the crowd. And whenever the lights would come on the crowd, people stopped moving.
Right.
Because people stopped moving and people stopped dancing.
They were afraid they were going to be somehow surveilled as, there's someone
who's
participating in the freedom.
They grew up in this. Can you blame them?
Of course. Right.
I mean, they grew up their entire lives, people watching them, keeping tabs on what they're doing.
Right.
And so Billy Joel got furious and he kept screaming, turn those house lights down.
Yes. No, I think that's good. And I find that to be a very interesting part of thinking about like just how many different weird things you had to live with growing up in Soviet Union. I cannot imagine what it was like to one day just be like, oh yeah, all that's all done now. Same thing like
a McDonald's.
Yeah, right. Or like in South Africa, Trevor Noah, I read his book about apartheid where he grew up as it was ending.
Right.
And it would be all this thing where it's like, well, hey, we can't be openly racist anymore, but still got the racism. And they had to navigate that in South Africa. There was obviously horrible things in the Soviet Union. Like, I can't imagine living under one of those governments.
I am completely shocked by something that I read today, and I'm going to share it with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Want to start with an accident update. We had that closure, 71 southbound between US 62 and State Route 56, completely closed down due to an accident there. That has been cleared. Traffic now moving through that area. Still slow, though, and backed up as things return back to normal. Could be a little while there before we have free-flowing traffic again. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings happy hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. Head to Buffalo Wild Wings for a happy hour today. Valid at participating locations. While supplies last, dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Wild Card Wednesday.
You want some wild cards?
Hold on.
Okay, fine.
I saw this today, and I was astonished by it. I was shocked by it.
Okay.
By the way, Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's for you, Teddy.
Thank you.
You say Hikuchi.
Let him live, my
Not
guy.
Not I say. You
no,
say.
You say Hikuchi. My guy.
Your guy?
My guy.
Plays for the Blue Jays.
Sure.
Hikuchi.
Matt Kuchar update.
All right. So he had to leave, his starting pitcher, he had to leave yesterday's Jays game with cramps and says that he thinks it may have been caused by not getting enough sleep the night before.
Well.
So, of course, the question was, well, how much sleep did you get last night? His answer was 11. He usually gets 13 to 14 hours of sleep. He says he typically goes to bed around 11 and wakes up at 1 p.m. Look, I understand the benefits of sleep. I get it.
Same.
I try and get my sack time every single night. I like uninterrupted. I'm not looking at phones or pads while I'm trying to go to sleep. None of that. So I try and get my 7-8 hours every single night. I'm sorry. 14 hours of sleep for an adult?
No.
That's not normal. There's something wrong with this guy.
Well... And by the way, I too like to get my sack time, and then I try to go to bed. No, but I will say, this goes back to your Jennifer Aniston thing, where she, remember she had a Big Mac one time?
Yes, and she said about it, how, like, it ruined her.
Like she couldn't, for a month, she couldn't walk straight or something.
I had a Big Mac, and I had to stop at the Speedway and just unload.
Well, it was, yeah, because she said she was on a road trip, and she said it caused horrible distress.
It screwed me up for weeks.
Now, I know there are people who have issues with GI and all that, and I'm not here to make light of that. I know that's rough. But what I am saying is, if you're someone who doesn't have those issues and you just happen to eat like such a quote unquote healthy diet where you get nothing but very bland, plain things all the time that really don't shock your system at all, and then you eat something as benign as some fast food and it wrecks you, I don't think we should call that healthy. I think that's likely as unhealthy as someone who is eating like 14 cheeseburgers a day and they can handle that, but they like eat a vegetable and then they want to pass out.
Right. It's like, the same thing.
Right. And the sleep thing, if you're getting 2 hours of sleep, not good. If you're getting 14, also not good. There's too much on either side. They have a bell curve in most studies for a reason, because it's not healthy to be on either end of the bell.
Yes. No kidding. Does anybody in the media like raise their hand and say, excuse me, are you an infant? Are you a koala? You're neither one of those things. Why are you sleeping 14 hours?
Right. I am aware that, because I read the books, like Why We Sleep. I've read that whole book. I enjoyed
it. You read books about sleep?
Yeah. Right. There's literally a book called Why We Sleep. You just
open it up and it says, because we need it. The end.
No, it's a scientist who says he's got all these stats, which I actually...
Do we need stats? Sleep good.
People do.
All right.
Apparently, because some people were thinking, you know what? 3 hours, I feel fine. And they're not sleeping at all. There, you do have people like this.
Well, and you know what? Those people run the world.
That's what I mean.
Like the Elon bros.
Yes.
You never have to sleep.
The tech people, especially like all these, you know, tech billionaires are like, I sleep 4 hours a day. I'm genetically mutated myself, so I don't have to sleep. Ah, you're stupid. You should probably, we do have things like circadian rhythm and all that where you light and dark as the sun goes down. Yeah, circadian rhythm. It's the thing that we naturally have that our bodies know, like, oh, it gets dark now. We should probably start getting sleepy nighttime. Your brain makes chemicals that help you fall asleep, supposedly, like melatonin. That's something your brain makes to help you fall asleep.
Urban. Urban loves melatonin.
Does he?
Remember?
No, I don't remember this.
Yeah, he said he takes it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Helps you sleep.
Yeah.
Supposedly. I don't know the science. I'm just telling you what the book said. Anyway, point here is, even in those books that talk about this stuff, they say too much, also bad. So take that for what it's worth. I'm not a pro athlete. I'm also not doing the type of workouts that guy is. So maybe you need all that rest.
No, 14 hours, no way. Come on.
But I don't think that makes you like a healthier individual because you get more sleep than anyone on planet Earth.
There was a guy, I forget this dude's name, but he used to do these infomercials, and he used to hawk these, like, I got rich, putting these little tiny classified ads into the newspaper.
Oh?
You know, and he had this whole system. Then, of course, you bought the system, right? And I remember being, like, you know, 14 years old, 15 years old, and being fascinated by this. Because he's living this life. He's running on the beach. He's got this big house.
Sure.
He never works, but all you have to do is buy his system.
Right.
And you can be rich just like him. And of course, I'm, you know, teenager. I'm stupid.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand how the world works, but, you know, enough people, I guess, bought his system. But I remember in the infomercial, he always used to talk about how he only would sleep 2 to 3 hours a night. He didn't need to.
My God.
Because once you get into that mindset, that changes your entire life. Years later, I wound up remembering this guy, and I said, whatever happened to that guy?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him all over the place. Whatever happened to him? Turns out, went to prison for fraud, then killed himself.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to say,
oh, no.
Just because of the sleep.
Well,
if he got regular sleep, he'd be fine.
I will say, if you're
14 hours a day, 2 hours a day, lunatic.
If you're sleeping 2 to 3 hours a night, and you're like, my system works perfect, I'm going to guess your system is cocaine. That's the only system I would think is
system,
what you're talking about then at that point.
I am on the fence about something. I need your help coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Still looking out for where we had that earlier accident, 71 southbound between US 62 and State Route 56. That accident has been cleared. That area was completely closed down. Well, traffic still very slow and backed up through that area. As things return back to normal, could be quite a while before we have free-flowing traffic there again. This report sponsored by Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. Medical Mutual has Medicare Advantage plans that offer friendly Ohio-based customer service. Visit medmutual.com/OhioMedicare to learn more. Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. I'm Adam Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I don't know what's going on.
Wild, come on.
Not what I was hoping for.
I got plenty of these on the burner phone today and on the Twitter machine.
Yeah, go ahead.
About yesterday's podcast, the first segment is missing. We're aware of it. Mm-hmm. We don't know why.
No.
But Teddy has posted it on our Twitter page, at manandbone971. So if you want to listen to the first segment from yesterday, it is there. So we apologize for that.
Yeah.
This is one of the many messages I got. First off, the podcast missing in the first segment yesterday. I demand Teddy gets executed or fired.
Wow.
So, but then he said, P.S., please don't hurt Teddy. He's a national treasure.
Oh, of Panama.
Well, that's nice.
Of Panama.
Yeah, and one of his favorite movies, National Treasure. Because you love everything with Nick Cage.
It is fantastic.
That's exactly right.
I have
right.
nothing to do with the podcast. People always think it's
me. Hey, Justin Fields, take the blame. All right? You're the producer of the show. Doesn't matter if the podcast's not working or one of us drops an F-bomb. That's your responsibility.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, it's all on you, Teddy. And I will say, Ted, you don't want to have the same experience over. You've already been fired, so I guess the only thing left is to have you executed, because we've already been through the other thing. You don't want to go through that.
That's right.
Also from this same message, second off, can you guys discuss steaks? Favorite bits, cooking methods, favorite steakhouses, sides, etc.
Favorite bits?
Bits of the steak. Like what cuts?
Oh,
I assume what he means.
Okay, I was going to say, I mean, I like the whole steak. But I like
all kinds of, you know, steak. It depends on the mood. It depends on what type of, you know, wine I'm drinking that night.
I'll tell you one that I'm not a big fan of. My wife loves this cut. It's not my favorite because it's so hard to get it right. A filet.
See, I'm a filet guy.
Really?
And I feel like a lot of people who don't like filets, they're either like the, you know, macho bros that think you have to be chewing on a piece of fat all the time, and that if it doesn't have fat, first of all, a well filet should be marbled.
Yeah.
Right? So you have tender fat that melts as you cook it. But I love to sous vide my filets.
I don't know that I've ever had one sous vide.
You cook it. Lean cuts of meat are perfect to cook in a water bath. It's impossible to overcook them. Impossible.
I'm sure it isn't. I do want to point out, and I know it's different, but I feel like if you dropped a steak into like a pot of water and turned the burner on, it would be like, of course, everyone would be horrified. But the French have gotten us to a point, I assume sous vide is a French cooking technique.
Correct.
Okay. They've got like, no, we have a little attachment that goes on that keeps the temperature just right. And now we can put the steak in a thing of water and cook
You're not putting it, the steak never touches the water.
No, I know. You're putting it in a bag. But still, if you put, all right, hey, steak in a bag, and then you just throw it in a pie, everyone would be like, well, these dumb Americans.
Do you want, well, that's right. But do you want like tender, delicious steak every single time that's impossible to overcook?
I'm sure it is.
That is the way. Now, it comes out looking like a gray fetus.
Because you do have to finish it, right?
You have to sear it off briefly so you get a little crust on the outside.
Let me tell you my favorite part of steak, and that is the crust. So I don't like it. I've never had it Pittsburgh. I know Rimmer talks about that. I've never had it that way.
Pittsburgh is burnt.
Right.
Burnt on the outside. See, Rimmer orders Pittsburgh, but then he says, medium well. It's impossible. Pittsburgh is like almost blue.
On the inside.
On the inside. Yes. And then charred to a crisp on the outside.
I love char. And I do. And I will say, I do love tender, well-marbled steak. I don't mean I need to be chewing on gristle, though. I'm a gristle boy. I can eat all the gristle.
You like the gristle?
I'll eat it all day. Yes, but I'm not saying that I go for that. If it's there, I find that to be flavorful in its own way.
If you want some gristle, when we were over by the casino the other day, there is still a York Steakhouse right across the street, baby.
That's the one.
They got all you want.
Let me tell you.
I know it's the one.
That's the one I went to many years ago when my uncle came into town. May he rest in peace now. But he took us and was like, I got to go to my favorite steakhouse. And I'm thinking, well, where are we going to go? And I'm thinking, man, I didn't know he liked to go for steak. And then sure enough, we go to York Steakhouse. And I go, oh, that's right.
You know what sneaky cut of steak that I love? And if you actually offered me a ribeye or a outside piece of skirt steak, I would take the skirt steak.
Really?
There's two types of skirt steak. There's the inside skirt and the outside skirt.
I don't know the difference.
Well, I'm telling you the difference. Don't eat the inside. It's dog food.
Okay.
Outside skirt, you sear that up nice, you marinate it, because like a sponge, it soaks up all the flavor. It's a very fibrous cut of meat.
Yeah.
You marinate that, you just grill it quickly over high heat, take your pants off.
My favorite cut of steak is going to surprise a lot of people. It's not T-bone. I know a lot of people would think that given the name. It's actually an Outback. I like it the way...
You like the Outback steak? That's a certain cut of steak.
No, I just like to say that when you get into these conversations, it's like, was it inside steak or outside skirt? And it's like, well, how about an Outback? Can I have one of those? I know. I'm just
giving
saying.
My answer. I like all different kinds of steak. I like the flat iron steak is a nice flavorful cut that's not too expensive.
I'll tell you this. If you do, I have seen guys who have taken steak that is considered to be almost dog food and turned out a great steak. And I have had places that say, oh, we get the best cuts of meat and they don't cook it well and it's awful.
That's right.
So
that's right.
If you know what you're doing or if the person preparing it knows what they're doing, you can take a lot of meat and make it really good. So that's usually where I come down on it.
I think we get caught up sometimes where, you know, oh, this steakhouse, USDA Prime.
Right.
And some places like, no, it's even above Prime. It's gold. It's platinum.
Well, right.
Right? It's like, yeah, all right. That's nice. And I've had steaks that cost a ridiculous amount of money. I've had the Japanese steaks where they're... You know, like reaching around the cows and, you know, rubbing them and making sure that everything's all great all the time.
Okay.
The cow's super happy.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I've had it all. But the reality is, you're right. You can go to the grocery store, get yourself a steak. If you know what you're doing, that steak is going to be delicious.
Yeah. I will add that the most expensive steak I've had, nowhere close to the best steak I've had. I have had steaks at chain restaurants that I've preferred, a couple of them, to the steaks I've gotten at higher end places. And I don't know that it's even that they were prepared improperly. It's that at some level, you like what you like. And what I like is not having to pay $300 for a steak.
You know what I will suggest, though, regardless of how much money you're spending on the piece of steak? Make your own flavored butter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying churn your butter. I'm saying, you know,
a compound.
Right. Get a couple sticks of whatever butter you enjoy. You let it sit at room temperature a while, and then you mince a little garlic in there and put whatever herbs and seasoning you like. Then you mash it all up, get everything incorporated, roll it into a nice log.
Yeah.
Put it in the freezer for about 15 minutes just so it sets, and then pop it in the fridge, and you just slice off little medallions whenever you want to cook yourself a steak.
That is, honest to God, if you've never made a steak and you don't know what you're doing, make sure you've got ventilation in your house. Get a pan that can get roaring hot. Get a nice cut of meat and maybe marinate it. But 9 times out of 10, if you just let it sear properly with you know, a couple of minutes on each side, get it seared up, and then make sure you do the sides where all the fat is, get that stuff also caramelized and all that, and then throw a couple pats of butter, like you said, and finish it off, and just keep ladling that on top.
That's a secret, man.
If you pour that butter on top as it's melting in the finishing off phase, and then let it rest, let it sit for like 10 minutes, don't touch it. Take it off the heat, let it sit. You will be amazed at how good you can make steak.
People say, oh, I can't make my food taste like restaurant food. There's a reason why. First of all, they use shallots and everything.
Yep.
I love shallots.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, everything is cooked in 9 pounds of butter.
Yes.
Even that piece of fish that you're ordering, because like, I'm having fish, I'm going to be healthy. They basted that thing in copious amounts of butter because butter makes everything better.
It's delicious.
As we slowly pass away, you and me.
That's right. I'm just telling you.
I need help with something.
You ever wonder when you leave those restaurants, you're like, why am I thirsty for 4 days later? It's because there's a lot of salt, a lot of butter. That's why.
All right. So USC has done something. USC has suspended one of the reporters who covers the team for the Orange County Register. What's this dude's name? Quentin Joyner.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. That's the player that he was reporting on. What is this dude's name?
I don't have it in front of me. Hang on. I can look it up.
Luca Evans. Okay. The beat reporter's name is Luca Evans. They suspended him for 2 weeks. His newspaper and media group says this is an overreaction. This is USC flexing their muscles and Lincoln Riley essentially being an egomaniac. Now, you know my thoughts on college football coaches and how they are egomaniacs, and they think a lot of these guys think it's the press's job to further their agenda. You're either with us or you're against us. When in reality, you know, these people are there to serve their readers, try to get as many eyeballs on their product as humanly possible. They're not there to, you know, put your talking points out there and spin them a certain way. Okay? At least the good ones shouldn't.
Right.
I would also like to point out, I am not a journalist. Bone is not a journalist. We got into the opinion business. That's where we live. I took one journalism class in my life. I remember nothing that was in it. Okay? So I'm not the place to go for journalism ethics conversation. But the reason why they decided to suspend this guy is because he wrote an article where he published a conversation between two USC football players as they were sort of standing in the hallway waiting to meet the media. So it was all about their conversation they had before they met the media. The school says this is out of bounds. We've already warned you about talking to guys outside of media availability. You have taken one of their private conversations and you've put it now online for everybody to see. Press people, journalists, are leaping to the defense of the reporter, saying this is just another overreach by a coach who thinks he's God.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen plenty of that. I'm sort of on the fence about this because it doesn't seem like he's doing his job on the up and up. I would love to sit here and throw dirt on Lincoln Riley. And I'm sure I'll have an opportunity to at some point in the near future when he puts his foot in his mouth about something else. But I don't know if I'm necessarily anti-USC with this story.
I'm with you. It's nuanced because of the fact it's two college football players standing off to the side having a conversation.
Within earshot of a reporter.
And I know that probably the journalism ethics thing to do, especially if it's a benign conversation, like if you hear them saying something that's like, yes, and so anyway, after we murdered that girl, it's good we put it in your trunk and not mine. Like that,
right?
That you run to the presses and go, excuse me, call the police and do whatever you got to do to like publicize this story that there's a murder on the USC campus. But if it's something that's benign enough that it's like, this was an innocent interaction, what would be the harm in him going, hey guys, I heard you talking about it. Do you mind if I ask you about that? That's an interesting story. Do you mind if I publish that? I don't think that would be out of the realm of journalism to just ask the team, to ask the guys who you just overheard a conversation of, guys, I know that was a private moment, but I did hear it.
Right.
Do you have a problem if I publish that? And if they're like, absolutely not, get out of my face, weasel, then maybe you report that reaction to you. But at least you could do your due diligence of saying, I approached a couple players who were having a conversation. They would not speak on the record, but that conversation was very interesting, and here's why. And maybe you don't say what it was, but you, whatever the story is you're trying to get there, there's a way to do it that doesn't involve just, if you just post everything that's said around a football facility, I get why USC's going to freak out a little bit about that.
Football fans are crazy. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Some construction work causing slowdowns in the area. I-70 westbound between Hilliard Rome Road and State Route 142. Right lane closed down there. Slow traffic backing up to around I-270. Maybe about a 5-minute delay through that area currently. This report sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings of up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winsome-Salem. I'm Adam Zedlick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Hey, check out the podcast. It's almost always there in its entirety, except for yesterday's podcast. But anyway.
That's it.
But anyway. Go to wherever you get your podcast. Search Common Man and T-Bone. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Is it Wild Card Wednesday?
God, come on. I mean, you've been neglecting this all day.
Oh, I've been neglecting
it? Yeah, you.
Me.
We got a lot of wild cards, both on the burner and on the X.
Yeah.
On the X.
That's so...
Yeah.
I wish we worked at like
an active rock station sometimes.
Stone Temple Pilots on the X.
Like that would, right. That's what this sounds like. Elon Musk, the most creative person in the world. Your guy Duff says not, he does not give us a My Guys, so don't worry. He said, I'm going to get my hair cut by Valencia. I say it like Papadilla.
Valencia?
There you go. In the same building as Loops. Oh. So our guy's Loops. He's saying there's a place you can go get your hair cut called Valencia.
Okay.
What are two types of businesses that don't currently share a location, but should?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm a
brothel and restaurant, like brothel and Taco Bell.
Who wants that together?
That'd be, well, you know what? As soon as I'm done, I'm hungry.
Afterward.
Afterwards.
Okay, I was going to say, who wants to load up on Taco Bell and then go hit the brothel?
No, I'm saying as soon as I'm done, I get hungry. I want to snack on something.
Right. I gotcha. So you would, what kind of food would you want to
do? I want a taco.
Well, sure enough.
You don't have to elaborate.
I didn't. I think that's a good combo. I also think like a pickleball store and then a store where you just say, I've given up on life. Can we put those two in the same building?
What store is that? The I've given up on life store.
I think that's called J. Crew. Is that what that's called? I don't know. Anyway.
That's I've given up on life is J.
Yeah,
Crew?
I think so. I think you've given up on being cool. I think so. Or are you wearing J. Crew right now?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry if you are.
I do have some nice Peter Millar on tonight.
Well,
and you can tell that my wife bought it because it's purple.
You look like an Easter egg.
Well,
that's
my
right.
wife buys me clothes like I'm 5-year-old going to Easter.
Mm-hmm. That's
everything
right.
is pastel well, and bright colors.
This is not purple. I would definitely term this as a lavender.
Okay,
which is in
whatever,
the purple
I'm
family.
Saying.
I'm just saying it's more of a very
you
light
know if
pastel
I bought
color
because it's black or brown or some sort of communist drab color.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm dressed like Easter time, my wife bought it.
There you go. Tim Hall's meat slap is back, says my guys. My wild card Wednesday for you guys. If you could create a relegation system for college football, what big conference would you match up with a small conference for the new college football landscape for the bottom two teams in the upper conference that would move up and down to the lower conference? So I guess what he's asking is, would we want the Big Ten, let's say, to be paired up with the MAC or the Sun Belt or the ACC?
Well, first of all,
I think it'd be the ACC.
These smaller conferences are going to have to adapt, and they are adapting as well, where the MAC will not be the MAC as you know it.
No, I agree.
You know, you'll have a bunch of these conferences join together and merge. So, yeah, the MAC always made sense to me when we had this little radio game that we would play, promotion relegation for college football. We always talked about the MAC. Like, who won the MAC last year, even though? I have no idea.
I have no idea. Not sorry.
By the way, speaking of the MAC, I did see that the Buckeyes have scheduled the Ohio Bobcats.
Oh.
September 13th, 2025.
Oh, not that far off.
No, so the Bobcats will be here in a couple of years.
Okay.
Maybe that'll be a Big Ten game because they'll be promoted at that point.
Maybe. You never know if that's a promotion relegation deal.
Who won the MAC last year, Teddy? I know you know.
Toledo beat the Ohio Bobcats.
Oh.
17-7.
Toledo moves up.
Am I wrong that...
And again, both of them move up? Do two teams move up?
Yeah,
two of them move up.
Yeah, so if you make the championship game, you're in. And then that's just for bragging rights, I guess, at that point? Would have to be.
Or maybe just one moves up?
Also...
So Northwestern would go down.
This would be the flaw, though, of college football is... Like, you have a great team, you win 11 games, you go win your conference, you get promoted, and then... All those guys, like, you've got 27 seniors, and they all graduate, and three guys that went to the NFL. So then the next group that gets to go and be like, yeah, now we're in the Big Ten. It's a bunch of guys that are going to take a year to get to where they need to be, and maybe 2 years from now they're going to be good again, but they'll be relegated again. I think that would be tough to do.
Boston radio host Tony Maserati says Bill Belichick should be fired right now. Mm. Number one, this proves what I've said all along, is that even the greatest ones, and Bill Belichick is great.
Yes.
Even the greatest ones have a shelf life. There is nobody who should have their job forever or however long they want to have their job.
I agree with you.
You know, and I it drives me crazy. We used to have that a lot in college football where he's earned the right. He's like, you're still paying him a salary, right? You're not paying him for stuff he did 20 years ago. You're paying for stuff he's doing now. And if the Patriots fans are saying, this team is not growing, this team is regressing, we are 0-2, we suck, We have no quarterback. We have no offense. And I don't see anything on the horizon that means we're going to get better. I have no problem with them asking questions. Why is Bill Belichick still employed by this team? Is this a legacy contract, or is he the guy to get us back to that place we want to be? The other side is, if this were a college football fan base, you would hear from Joel Klatt and Herbie today talking about how awful the Patriots fans are.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, I mean, you can argue all you want that Bill Belichick is nothing without Tom Brady. That's a fine discussion.
I don't believe that.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is if we're having that discussion about a guy who won two Super Bowls, then I might hear you out. He won six of them, right? I know Tom Brady was there for all six of them, but Tom Brady was not just like as great as he was and is in the annals of football. He's going to go down as the greatest quarterback of all time. There are a bunch of other guys who have to play football around him. Ask Dan Marino what it's like to be really awesome and not be able to win a Super Bowl because the team around you and him at times could not get the job done. So the fact that Bill Belichick helped get the rest of that team around Tom Brady to set him up to be successful and to help with that. Sometimes we're now just, because Tom Brady went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl, it's like, oh, well, see, there you go. Bill Belichick is nothing. It's like, maybe he's not the greatest of all time to you, but he's definitely not nothing. And if he's getting called out, anyone can get called out as a head coach.
What's wrong with these Patriot fans and their expectations are crazy. Lunatics.
Yeah. All right. I'm with you.
All right.
You want me to do another one or no?
No, we got to take a break.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wildcard Wednesday. And the Browns made a new addition today. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A little bit of slow traffic to look out for. I-70 eastbound between James Road and Bryce Road. A 6-minute delay through that area. And I-70 westbound between Hilliard Rome Road and State Route 142. Construction there has the right lane closed down, causing slow traffic, about a 5-minute delay. This report sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group wins from Salem. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
I'm not singing it. You shamed me. I'm not singing it.
Good. Good. I'm glad.
It's Wildcard Wednesday. Our guy, an 80s heartthrob, Richard Marks, says, "What's up, my guys?" My Wildcard Wednesday is if you could go back in time and change a moment with your spouse where you messed up and caused tension, what was that and what would you do differently? He says, "I'm trying to learn to be a better man for the love of my life."
Oh, that's good,
Richard. First of all, I say this all the time. Men are stupid.
Yeah.
Women are the better gender, and I'm convinced that women should run everything in life. Maybe you disagree with me.
But I mostly don't.
No. I'm pro-woman.
Sure.
Okay? I may just cut it off and become one. I have no idea. I'm okay. Only 43. I got a lot of life to lead. Maybe it's like me and Eddie Izzard. Izzard just decided one day, I'm a woman.
Well, I think the signs were there.
He's fully embraced it now.
Yeah.
All right, maybe me and Eddie hang out together. I have no idea. But I'll tell you one thing that I would do. First of all, just, you know how what you do? Just, if you're like me, work on your patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the best thing you can do as a husband is control your emotions, work on your patience, be understanding.
Yeah.
And it's Billy Joel said, tell her about it. Okay, if you got something on your mind, some feelings, don't keep them to yourself. Tell her about it. Tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it.
Yeah. You know what my wife would say to Billy Joel?
What?
Shut the F up.
Okay.
Because
Because
in my house, she would say, he tells me all the time how he feels.
All right. Well,
and I'm annoyed
you're a different
him.
Story.
Oh.
You do need to shut up.
Yeah, so maybe Billy Joel doesn't have it all figured out.
Well, most guys are not like you.
That's right.
You're a very special man.
That's exactly right.
The thing that I would change, I'd change many things, but the thing that I would change is the way that I proposed to my wife.
Oh?
I've talked about this before, where, you know, we were in love super fast, and I knew I was going to marry this chick. And we talked about getting married and starting a life together and all of that. And so it was around Christmas time, and I went out and I got a ring, and I was going to do it. But I wanted her to be super surprised. So what I decided to do was instead tell her that I was not interested in marriage.
Oh.
Yeah, that I'd had a change of heart.
Oh.
And I loved her, but I didn't want to get married. Almost like what Chandler did to Monica on Friends, if you're familiar with the show. It's a sitcom.
I got it.
It's friends, so they hang out together in a coffee house. No,
and said, "I, you know what? Good idea."
Yeah, I didn't think it through. And she, you know, she took it because I wanted to surprise her. I felt like she saw it coming. I wanted to surprise her with this ring, and so we had a conversation on the phone. She acted upset, but I thought, well, it's not the end of the world because we were in two separate cities.
I'm going to rescue this by proposing to her, which in no way, shape, or form will make that be a roller coaster.
It was around Christmas time. I was with my family elsewhere. She was with her family. We were going to get together after the holidays and do our own little Christmas together.
You did this during the holidays,
yeah,
too.
During the holidays.
Wow, okay.
And she was a little upset, but it wasn't the end of the world. And I thought, yes, I've done a good job. About 3 hours later, I get a call from her father. Mm-hmm. Saying, why is my daughter crying uncontrollably?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, well, I didn't intend for that to happen. I have a plan.
Good news. This idiot's going to marry your daughter.
It was a bad plan.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
I feel terribly that I made her feel that way when all I wanted to do was just get down on one knee and say, I never want to spend another day apart from you. It's all I wanted to do. Instead, I had to play games and head games and try and have some sort of surprise. It was stupid. I would take all of that back.
Yeah, I think my wife would prefer me to play some games because, again, like I said, I am often like, at this moment right now, it is a little too chilly in this house. And she's like, for the love of God, you've told me this 7 times in the last 10 minutes. I know exactly how you feel. Please shut up. So, yeah.
So you're the opposite.
No, you
tell her about it.
What I did was, like, in proposing, I went the whole other route and proposed in a movie theater so everyone could see it. I did this whole big thing.
I never heard that story.
I think you did. Because it was a movie that involved Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt when they were banging.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
That's exactly what we did.
Oh, that's right. I went to Easton.
And
you are Mr. Smith and you wanted her to be Mrs. Smith.
So I stood up in front of the crowd before the movie came up. I had arranged this with the theater. They turned the lights down during the commercial. They turned the lights up during the commercials, turned the sound down. I said, excuse me, sorry to interrupt the previews. I just want to, my name's, you know, last name Smith, Jonathan Smith. I want to make her my Mrs. Smith.
That's right. You did tell me
that. And then I thought it would be like, wow, yay. And then we're going to run out of the theater and go on to plan the wedding that night.
What happened?
And then she was like, I kind of want to see this movie though, right? Like she was excited. She was thrilled. She was crying. She was texting and calling people.
But she wanted to watch the movie.
And then she's like, we're going to watch this though, right? I did really want to see this movie. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess we will. And you know what? Great movie.
Great movie?
Well,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah. I mean, enjoyable movie, I'll say. I don't know. Great. I wouldn't say they're going to show it at film school to be like, this is how you make movies, but enjoyable.
So what I did wind up doing when I eventually did propose to her a few days later is it was like the 27th or something, but we were going to do our Christmas celebration that night. And so she was working, but I'd cooked a big dinner. She got home. Everything was set. Table was set. But I was so nervous, I just wanted to get it over with. So I said, why don't we do presents before dinner? So we opened up some gifts, and then the only thing left was her stocking.
And okay.
I said, well, you get on the couch and I'll hand you little items, like little candies and whatever it is. You put it in a stocking, right? And you close your eyes and then I'm going to put this in your hand. And I had little chocolates and little trinkets.
Yeah.
The last thing was the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So when she opened it, I was already on my knee and she had the ring in her hand.
That's very nice.
Right. And so that was how I eventually did it. It would have been a sweeter moment if I didn't put her into hysterics. a few days before.
No, see, I, in my head, when like dad called you at that moment, it was like, I'll talk to her right now and let her know, like, I want to marry her. I thought,
no, he
then the proposal
anything.
Happened there.
No. A few days later, he let her suffer too.
See, in my, I would have totally just at that point backed out and said, oh, okay, I'm sorry. Please put her on the phone. Honey, I love you and I have the ring and
no,
I'm sorry.
Actually,
and
he took it to the extreme where he, you know, once he found out, then he went into her room and said, maybe if you weren't such an unattractive beehole, he'd want to be with you.
As a matter of fact, Christmas is canceled. We're leaving.
Right.
Enjoy the empty house.
Christmas,
you're
not
awful.
Real. Fake news. Bye.
Wow.
I'm also cheating on your mother.
This is, I like, at some point, I like how you guys are dedicated to the kayfabe of the engagement.
Exactly.
Because, I mean,
stupid men have to stick together.
I guess so. Also, that's a racket, right? We all acknowledge that. Like, we should all probably just, like,
what's a racket?
The process, the big elaborate thing to get it.
Life racket.
We should probably just go up to each other like, I love you, you love me. Married? Cool. Tomorrow? Yes. Done.
Well, fine with me.
We should do that. We don't do that, but we should.
Kareem Hunt is back. He has signed a deal with the Browns worth up to $4 million if he hits incentives. Of course, Nick Chubb is dead. They have Gerald Ford there.
Yes.
Kareem Hunt is
Jerome,
also there.
Jerome
no,
Ford.
No, it's Gerald Ford. He is there.
I hope Gerald Ford is not dead
Let
today.
Him
I hope not.
Live. Well, Gerald Ford is dead.
No, but the Tom Brokaw SNL sketch, Gerald Ford dead
is
today.
Is mauled by wolves.
Let's hope he's not.
On Campus, all the news and notes you need coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A couple of slowdowns to look out for in the area. Some slow traffic, I-70 eastbound between James Road and Bryce Road. Currently about an 11-minute delay. Stop-and-go traffic 270 northbound between US 33 southeast and I-70 east side. That's about a 5-minute delay through that area. This report sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. It's a new name with savings up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today at directauto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winsome Salem. I'm Adam Zelik for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Before we get to On Campus, just another ho-hum day for the Chicago Bears at Hallis Hall.
Oh.
So Justin Fields comes out and says he's not going to listen to his coaches anymore and he's going to play the way he wants to play. Then had to clarify those statements because, you know, people ran with that.
Yeah.
Took him seriously. Also, just another ho-hum Wednesday, their defensive coordinator, Alan Williams, resigned today.
Yes.
After apparently his home was raided last week. He says he's going to resign to take care of his health and family. There were reports that Hallis Hall was also raided because of Alan Williams. That is apparently false, but they're not saying his home wasn't raided by police.
Wow.
But anyway, defensive coordinator, just resigned today. Starting quarterback of the future and present says he's not listening to coaches anymore. He's doing his own thing. Just another great day to be a Chicago Bear fan.
I just can't imagine being a player or coach that's not involved in that. I mean, a defensive player would be involved in it, but not in the way of knowing maybe what's going on fully. They just find out, like, because I guess he resigned play calling duties. Eberflus took those over and he was away from the team. And now it comes out that he is fully resigning and not going to be a part of things going forward to take care of his health or whatever else is going on.
Man, I'm so glad that Kevin Warren's there just to steady the ship.
Well, you know what? He's probably due for a press conference in 7 years. Probably never. Probably not going to do a press conference anytime soon.
On Campus.
Common Man and T-Bones. On Campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Why age gracefully when you can age in reverse?
Bone. Well, this is a scary situation for LSU defensive back. Starting safety Greg Brooks underwent successful emergency surgery last week to remove a, quote, large brain tumor.
Oh, no.
His family announced Wednesday. So they said he apparently was suffering some issues. They called it a medical emergency. He missed the game this past weekend. And it was because he was having some issues. They took him to the hospital and they said, oh, yeah, you have a big brain tumor. So they are now awaiting to see, you know, how this goes. But apparently this is a pretty shocking development there for him and his family. So they said the surgery, though, went well and it was successful. So that is good news for him.
Was he on the injury report? It just said tumor.
It said upper body.
I mean, how specific are we getting?
Upper body injury is what it said. Apparently, Brooks' family said in the statement, we're grateful for the work and care of the medical staff helping Greg through these challenges. This means the world to us through this difficult time. Greg continues to fight. We await further clarity on the extent of that battle. So it doesn't sound like he's out of the woods yet, but at least the surgery was successful. So we wish him and his family the best there. Saw this, by the way. Mel Tucker, you know, is gone at Michigan State.
Not yet. They intend to fire him.
No. Yes,
they said
they are firing him with cause.
Yes,
he's going to fight that in court.
Correct.
He is not going to be the head coach, though. They are
yes.
If they say, okay, you're not fired with cause.
Started the process of your termination.
Well, what I'm saying is he's not coming back. It's just whether or not he gets paid or not. The coaching candidates that are out there to replace him, some interesting names. One name that I saw popped up.
Deion Sanders?
Yes, but not really. I mean, everybody just knows Deion is like the hot candidate.
Jim Harbaugh?
He's not going there. Here are some names Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports put together. Brian Hartline. Interesting. I don't think he would take the job, but if he's offered a head coaching job, you have to at least think about it.
No.
Jim Leonard is another name that they put out there as well. Then Jonathan Smith.
Your guy.
Not my guy.
Actually, it's you.
Oregon State. A Jonathan Smith from OSU is being asked if he could coach Michigan State.
I can see that.
He's doing really well with Oregon State, for whatever it's worth. Mike Elko, Sean Lewis are the other lead options, according to Dennis Dodd. So those are the guys. Keep an eye on them. We'll see if that pans out for those dudes. Nick Saban was asked about, you just spoke about Deion Sanders. He was asked about the historic turnaround that Sanders has done at Colorado after they've started off 3-0. And Nick Saban said, quote, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Deion Sanders. First, he's a great person, and he's done a great job of marketing the program to create a lot of national interest. I see their team playing well on the field. They play with discipline. They do a good job of executing. They've been able to score points, playing decent on defense. All those things, to me, are indicators he's a really good coach. I've always thought that, and he's always been successful, whether it was Jackson State, high school, or now at Colorado. His teams have always been well-coached. All right. So high praise from Nick Saban. Also, that also feels like all that was like coded language and a shot at his team. It's like, yeah, they execute well, dummies. They do things like play defense, dopes. Like, he's just mad at his team, so he's praising other people for how well their team is doing. And I gotta say, I hope this guy gets it. Miami tight end Cam McCormick is petitioning the ACC for an unprecedented ninth year of college eligibility.
No, that's enough.
Former Oregon transfer has been sidelined for 3 years because of a broken ankle.
All right. It's just not in the cards for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Go away.
The 25-year-old started his college career at Oregon, spent 7 years there. Apparently, the request had been approved by the Pac-12 before he transferred to Miami. So he is currently tied with Northern Illinois' Kyle Pugh for the longest college football tenure in FBS history. No player has ever been granted 9 seasons of eligibility. How'd this happen? Redshirted his true freshman season at Oregon, had significant playing time his second year on campus, had a broken ankle during his redshirt sophomore campaign. I guess you can redshirt medically. I guess he didn't redshirt and then break his ankle. Broke his ankle, redshirted, medical redshirt. That required multiple surgeries, sidelining him for nearly 3 years. He returned to the field last year, played in all 13 games, caught 10 passes for 66 yards and 3 touchdowns, and his career totals include 20 catches, 197 yards, 4 touchdowns. So, I mean, he's playing. It's not like he broke it again. He was supposed to have another year from those 3 that he didn't have, and the Pac-12 had said yes. The ACC has yet to decide.
Michigan State, once this unpleasantness with Mel Tucker is officially behind them, they're going to need stability. Okay?
Yeah.
Mark D'Antonio has sort of come out of retirement to be around that team again. It reminds me of Barry Alvarez being around Wisconsin when Burt left. Right?
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, doing the coaching thing again, at least for the bowl game. Mark D'Antonio is not the acting head coach, but he's the steady Eddie force. The next guy you hire is going to have to be that sort of presence. And I think, I'm not saying it's going to work out, I think they give some money to Pat Narduzzi.
Oh.
From over at Pitt? I mean, he's always talking about how he was defensive coordinator there before he got the job at Pitt.
Right.
He's always talking about how he can win in the Big Ten whenever he wants.
Well,
all right.
We'll find out.
There you go.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty logical thing there. I would wonder if he's ready to make that leap back and really, you know, he'll get a lot of cash. Not going to get as much as Mel Tucker, though.
No, but you know what he's making now at Pitt?
I don't, actually.
$3.2
million? Well, all right.
By the way, speaking of millions.
Getting a bump.
Ryan Day got a little bump. We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You want to be aware of a couple of stop-and-go traffic spots in the area. 71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. About a 7-minute delay through that area. Stop-and-go traffic 270 northbound between US 33 southeast and I-70 east side. That's about a 7-minute delay through that area right now as well. This report sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name with savings up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today. DirectAuto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winsome-Salem. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan. Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Also text the burner phone. I love you. 614-787-3093. Have some Ryan Day news. We'll get to that in a second. Blue Jackets opened up camp today. You just heard Big Daddy talk about that. They are trying to put the embarrassment of last week behind them. No drama today, except in full view of the media, all the players did have to submit to rectal exams. So there was that.
Mm.
Yeah. It was broadcast on the Jumbotron as well. Whose colon's that? Kiss Cam is old bone.
I'm sorry.
The new game is whose colon is that?
Is this an invasion of privacy? I thought this was just good medical advice for everybody.
And
just
making
sure everybody getting checked.
Do you want a stat?
Yeah. What do you got?
Stupid Tony Gwynn stat, which I love.
Okay.
So Kyle Schwarber has 198 strikeouts this season. Okay?
Yeah.
Struck out 198 times. Season's not over yet. Of course, it'll be over 200. Tony Gwynn had 188 strikeouts, so 10 less, in the decade of the 90s.
Good God.
And in case you're wondering, well, did he play the full decade? Yes, he didn't retire until 2001. In the decade of the 90s, he struck out 188 times. Kyle Schwarber has done it 198 times this year.
And by far, not the only guy striking out close to or over 200 times. That's happening dozens of times a year now, it feels like. Guys are doing
I think
that.
Second in the league in whiffs is Teddy's former guy, Suarez.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It seems like we had a few years where they went over 200,
bad,
right?
Bad loss today, Teddy.
Oh, that's rough,
lost man. The Twins today. You're up 3-0. Yeah. Bad loss today.
That one really hurts today.
Well,
yeah. That's rough. You can't be losing that game.
Oh. The worst part of that one, too, not that I'm why am I telling you, Ted, but just in case you didn't see this, Hunter Green, 14 strikers.
Oh. Like, wonderful
through,
today.
Through seven innings.
Dealing.
Yeah.
92 pitches.
92 pitches. I mean, you can't be dealing better than that. He's Rick Reichert over there. We're dealing. That's what he's doing.
I was waiting for it, buddy.
I'm just telling you, like, that stuff is, you can't waste an outing like that. In this moment, you're chasing the wild card down, trying to stay in that. You've got to win. You're at home. All you have to do is see it out. And by the way, also, Reds hitters not let off here. I mean, they did plate three runs, but you got it. As he was doing that, when he's in the game, in those, you know, through the seventh, they had three hits. So you got to support him better than that. When you got a guy out there pitching like that,
it's Ellie unreal. Didn't play today. He took the day off again.
Yeah. Well, he didn't take the day off. They asked him not to play today.
Yes.
That's not good.
He hit the wall.
Yeah.
He was like a rocket ship. Mm-hmm. He could do no wrong. And now, not. You got to hope he comes back, has a nice off season.
Yeah, it's good for all the young guys going through this, and then hopefully, you know, they learn from it. Next year, they'll be.
It's only good if they come out of it.
Yeah, I know. You know. I do, but I get what Ted's saying, though, is like, unless you come into the league and are just nails from day one, that's very, very rare. To your point, I think, Ted, is what you're saying, right? Like, it's.
Yeah,
they're
guys
getting
gotta
it out of the way
steps.
Now
yeah,
in a season where you're a borderline playoff team. If you. Everybody progresses, and next year you're all not going through that. Maybe that makes you not a borderline playoff team, but an actual playoff team.
Exactly, and I'm expecting them to look like the Atlanta Braves over the next couple of years.
Okay,
and
no
just
pressure.
Have the best offense in the history of baseball, according to Jason Stark.
Jason is very high on that Braves offense. We'll ask him about that next week.
Ryan Day looks like picked up a little bit more cash, T-Bone.
Yeah, so this came out today. I saw this, the Dispatch, Joey Kaufman and Steve Berkowitz reporting this. That Ryan Day got a pay bump earlier this year, bringing his compensation to over $10 million.
Now, I've been saying, you know, you make over $9 million, but now I have to amend that.
He makes over $10 million.
He's making over $10 million. I wonder if Joel Klatt still thinks it's really, really tough
to be
Ryan Day.
I did have a few people who tweeted us and said, I think you misunderstood Joel Klatt's comments, and I don't think we did. I did go back and watch. He has like a five-minute segment on his podcast where he talked about Ohio State. And I watched the whole thing, and he does say multiple times, I think we in the media are a little too hard on Ohio State, or rather, we're not hard enough on the other teams that when they go and beat a team by 50, we're like, well, they should do that. But when they have a close game, we don't say what's wrong with that team with Ohio State.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this is what I said yesterday with Klatt. You brought this up too. What do you think they're talking about in Tuscaloosa this week? You've got the greatest college football coach of all time. All they can do is talk about how their offense sucks and how you only won by 10 against South Florida.
No, what I'm saying is Joel Klatt's point was we should be like we are with Alabama to Ohio State. We should be nicer. But then he does, in this thing, multiple times say the fans there are tough. Like, he says it multiple times in that articles or in that podcast rant he went on. So don't tell me that he wasn't also saying that about the fans. He was pointing out the national media harps more on Ohio State than they do on maybe Alabama or some other schools. Fine. But he also did point out that fans in Columbus, it's a tough place for guys like Ryan Day. Tough enough that you get $10 million. You get bumped 5.5% from over last year. After you've lost the second time in a row to Michigan.
Yeah, cost of living, man. Have you seen gas prices?
That's right. I'm sure he has.
I mean, Day's got to deal with that.
Yeah, that's tough. So here's the total compensation for Ryan Day.
Okay.
Now, base salary for Ryan Day is...
$7.
No. Well, not totally, but kind of compared to the rest of it. It's $2 million a year base salary.
That's what I mean. I mean, they're gonna throw extras on here. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is going to pick up a total of $5.69 million for media, promotions, and public relations services. By the way, the Ryan Day Show tomorrow at noon. Check it out.
Right here on the fan.
Yeah. So $5.69 million for media, promotions, and public relations.
He's the highest paid media person in this city.
Absolutely. There's no one in media making $5.6 million.
Right behind you, Common Man.
That's right.
Thank you, Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he also gets $1.25 million as consideration for participation in the school's shoe and apparel contract.
Mm-hmm.
So
he wears the clothes.
Yeah. Like if he came in and was like, sorry, man, I'm all Reebok all the time. They're like, I guess it's going to cost you $1.25 million. He's like, you know what? Just do it. Nike, let's go.
No, they would just fire him.
Of course, yes. He's not allowed not to wear it. Also, he gets a $1.25 million bonus for that.
You can't beat Michigan? That's all right. Here's some money. You won't wear our t-shirt? Fired.
Yeah. $1 million annual retention payment. So, like, that to me would be like base salary would be like $2 million. You want to do this again next year?
Hey,
another $2 million.
You lived. alive.
No, what it is
here's $1 million.
It's $1 million for like not taking a different job, I guess, but also $1 million for not getting fired.
Okay.
$10,000 for a Coca-Cola sponsorship.
Just 10?
$10,000.
$10,000, man.
Well, they got to give
you
it
make
to like,
more than that from Connecticut.
No kidding. I wish. $250,000 as an additional retention bonus if he remains at the helm of the program through next January. Which makes the
is that
total
in addition to the $1 million? So
yeah, he has a retention bonus of $1 million and then a $250,000 additional retention bonus if he's here next year.
I see.
Meaning if he doesn't get fired or leave, then he gets 1.25 plus 1.25, which is $1.5 million.
Renegotiate this contract.
Oh,
so that none of it is applicable.
He's got a total of $10.19 million in compensation. Now, maybe there won't be a renegotiation next year because let's say they beat Michigan and win a national title.
Oh, then trust me, buddy.
Well, what I'm saying is this might have been done in the sense of, hey, if that new guy comes in and maybe you don't have time to, everybody doesn't have time to get a contract negotiated as we're getting the new AD up to speed. We already took care of you before this. So maybe that's a little bit of why this happened, but I'm with you. If they go out and beat Michigan, win national championship, probably getting ripped up anyway.
What are they doing with the AD? Because the president's been named, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I forget his name. President's name.
Oh, it's President Top Gun, whatever, from Nebraska.
Yeah, but I forget his name.
I don't remember either. Who cares? President
Steve
Top Gun.
Nebraska, I think.
It's not Steve Nebraska.
No. Iceman. Yeah.
So are they narrowing in on AD candidates?
I don't know. I've not heard anything more on that.
Is it
going
to be everybody Pat Chun tonight?
It may be Pat Chun, as he's been here a long time ago. He has gone off and done great things. Is he Washington State's AD now?
He is, and you know what? They don't have a conference.
Yeah.
They are there in the Pac-12.
In
on the deck of the Titanic.
They're literally,
all the lifeboats are gone.
If people don't haven't followed what Washington State is doing, they filed lawsuits to basically say, because everyone else has decided this party's over, let's leave. And they're like, no, I haven't had my candles and cake yet. And so their lawsuit is you can't leave until we say it's over. You can't disband this thing because we're still here and we want it to remain a thing. But we also don't want you to vote on anything because then you would all vote to end this relationship. And we don't want that either because we don't know where we're going.
So, all right, so Ryan Day got some cash.
Yes, he did.
Let him live. And you know what? Win the games you're supposed to win, get all the cash you want. I don't care. I say this about Dion.
Wears a hat and sunglasses. I don't care if Ryan Day shows up at South Bend in a sack of burlap.
Right.
Like, if that's all he's wearing, as long as they go out and beat Notre Dame, and then they beat Penn State, and they beat Michigan, and they win the Big Ten title, I don't care what the hell he wears. He can wear Dion's hat and sunglasses.
Dude, if Ryan Day goes out and beats Michigan and gets us back where we need to be with that, wins the national championship, he can come down the ramp on rollerblades wearing Jinko jeans and a puka shell necklace. And I will be like, hell yeah, brother, let's do it. Let's go. Let's rock it out, man. Get some corn and some Limp Bizkit on that Walkman. Let's go. Absolutely.
All right. We have more Wild Card Wednesday. I'm sorry we neglected you that segment. We will not neglect you. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You want to be aware of a couple of stop-and-go traffic spots in the area. 71 northbound between 670 and 11th Avenue. About a 7-minute delay through that area. Stop-and-go traffic 270 northbound between US 33 southeast and I-70 east side. That's about a 7-minute delay through that area right now as well. This report sponsored by Safe Auto Insurance. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name with savings up to 25%, just like you're used to. So stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote today. DirectAuto.com. Savings vary. Terms apply. National General Group, Winsome-Salem. I'm Adam Zellig for 97.1 The Fan. Trev.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The show that will tickle you stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, sports gambling is legal in the state of Ohio, and the place where we like to do our gambling is Hollywood Casino Columbus. They have a 12,000-square-foot sports book. We were broadcasting out there live on Monday, and if you missed the show, don't worry. We have more broadcasts out there this fall. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when, but you know what? I do know that one of them is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Black Friday as we get ready for meat chicken.
Oh, that should be hopping over there.
Yes, I do know. Don't go to a mall. That's not in the season. A casino to see two fat asses is what you should be doing after Turkey Day.
That's exactly right.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
So Emma Watson's bottom half tweeted us and said, "My guys, you often cover fat guy fast food. It's fat boy food tips, just for what it's worth.
Yep.
We all know that you like that genre, but what's the most bougie or weirdest thing you've ever eaten, and would you eat it again?" And then
bougie
meaning like uppity, like the richy rich kind of thing that you've had.
I've eaten frog.
Oh, you've had frog?
I've had that.
Is that bougie?
I don't know. I had frog's legs at a French restaurant.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like if that restaurant was located in the South, it would be viewed as
This was a Frenchy place.
Fricasseed, some frog legs.
You know what? It was fine. Would I get it again? No. I mean, I didn't dislike it.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've had the jerky that you get. You know how they are like, this is made out of deer. And then that's normal.
Well, that's...
But then they have
eaten loin of deer.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think it's at Jungle Gyms they have this, where they have jerky of like all... You can get ostrich jerky, and you can get gator jerky. I've had a few of those, but I don't think that...
I've had just tasted deep fried gator.
They tasted like jerky to me, so that was nothing. Deep fried gator, I would try.
I had chunks of gator.
Yeah.
It was good.
I think I've done that in Florida, now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of I haven't had a lot of... I'm just not a like food experience guy. I don't go and say, oh yes, let's drop hundreds of dollars to have this experience of a fine dining thing. So I don't have a lot of bougie stuff, and I live with a lot of non-adventurous eaters, so I also don't do that very
well.
Often.
You know what? I'm not a fan of organ meats of any kind. I don't like liver. I don't like the pancreas crap. And
right,
you know, foie gras obviously is the duck liver. Is it goose or duck?
I thought it was goose.
Maybe it is
foie gras.
Goose.
I think.
Anyway. But sometimes I go to these restaurants, not often, but sometimes I go and, you know, the owner or the chef is a fan of the show.
Sure.
Which is great. I always love hearing it. And sometimes they bring over like some food that I did not order. Just as a thank you.
That's nice.
You know, thank you for coming.
Must be nice.
Well, I'm just saying that's a nice little gesture that they have, and that's great. But sometimes they will bring stuff that I necessarily would never order, like a foie gras.
Oh, sure, so you can try it.
And I'm not going to be rude.
No,
I'm not going to say, I don't eat this, take it away. I mean, you gave it to me, you're proud of it. I'm gonna have some food, even if it's not what I want. And so I'll swallow it down. It's not my favorite in the world.
Yeah, I mean, usually for me, the most adventurous thing I've had, like, I've had mussels once in my life.
See, I like mussels.
No, I mean, they were good.
Mussels with some crusty bread.
Yeah, I got them. I had that, and I'd never had it before. And I was like, that's good, but I've never ordered them again. I've had the little octopi, not the the little squid that are like the little tiny ones.
You know what I'm talking about? Calamari.
Those are squid, yeah, not octopus. But I've had octopus too.
I like the big suckers.
No, see, that,
like, I want the tentacles sticking to my tongue.
I did get the little ones that have all the tentacles on. They were deep fried and had those.
Yeah,
that was probably about as adventurous as
I wouldn't
done.
Say that's necessarily adventurous.
I know, but I'm saying that's for me. That's what I'm telling you is adventurous. For me.
This is from the burner phone. It's from We the Peephole.
Okay.
Says, right. My guys. Are you team Cool Whip or team whipped cream? Or both? What are you using them for other than the kinky stuff with Teddy? Hmm. I've said this before. I am Cool Whip guy. I know that it's made with oil, not cream, and that it's, you know, not as all natural as a whipped cream, but I love the taste of Cool Whip. And for me, you get yourself a Dutch apple pie or a cherry pie, tart Michigan cherry pie, and put a little... I will always go for vanilla ice cream. Yeah. If that is not available to me, I will go with the Cool Whip. And sometimes I take a plastic spoon and eat it right out of the tub.
I will tell you, I found a little... I'm not saying it's the healthiest thing in the world to eat, but if you want to make a dessert and you're trying to be somewhat in the weight loss thing...
Arby's?
No, this is after
I've been eating healthier. I've been eating some roast beef sandwiches.
Now, I admit, this is a dessert, but it does involve Cool Whip, which I love a Cool Whip, so I'm right there with you. You go out and get those little boxes of the Jell-O pudding mix, the instant mix, right? Get the zero sugar. You get the chocolate. What's what I get? You get one of those pre-made graham cracker crusts that are a couple bucks right there in the same aisle usually. And then usually when you get those boxes, what they'll tell you to do is mix that up with some cold milk. What I do is substitute however much milk it says to use. I use a protein shake, like one of those pre-made ones, like that's also chocolate usually is what I use. I throw that in the fridge, let it get cold. I dump that in, make the pudding mixture, pour that in the pie mixture. Then I get the zero sugar Cool Whip. And when I'm ready to eat a slice of that chocolate pie made with protein stuff, then I put a little of the zero sugar on there. It's like 300 calories for a slice, but you get like a million grams of protein and you actually feel like you've eaten a lot more than you did. Now, not saying that's healthy. I'm not part of the American Heart Association or anything.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, if you're trying to save on some calories and you like some sugary, chocolatey stuff like I do, that's a good substitute that I've found, for what it's worth.
From the burner phone, 614-787-3093. What is the best guitar solo of all time?
Well,
obviously, this is subjective.
That is really tough.
Teddy, this is your genre of music, the guitar solo. Do you have any suggestions for this? Best guitar solo of all time?
I'm thinking of Van Halen with, Eddie Van Halen. No, not Ed. Is it? I'm trying to, honestly, I don't even know. Is it Eddie that?
Yeah, it's Eddie.
Yeah, right. Van Halen. That's right. Yeah, yeah. He's got.
Are you Cowherd now? It's like, whoa, who was in it? Van Halen. Who's in that? John Bon Jovi?
Well, no, but I know he's obviously in it, but I was trying. He's the one that's the guitar player, right? That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Eddie's a guitar player.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm old,
I know, but
you're
naming a band and a guy.
No.
Is there a particular song is what I'm saying to you?
I can't remember the song. There's a song that he starts off the intro.
Rocky
of
Like
the
a
song.
Hurricane?
No, it's not Rocky Like a Hurricane.
Well, I will say, like, in general, for me, as much as I've bagged on Lars Ulrich all these years, Metallica, Kirk Hammett is one of the greatest soloists of all time. And like on the Black Album alone, he's got two or three.
Well, that has nothing to do with Lars.
I know.
He's the drummer.
I'm saying if people think I hate Metallica, I don't. I don't particularly care for Lars, but Kirk Hammett is a ridiculous guitar player. And so you could go for multiple ones of him. And we've referenced this one before, but if you've never seen it, you have to look it up. Prince, when they did the tribute for, gosh, I'm forgetting who it was that got in the Rock Hall of Fame. I think that's what it was for, where Prince comes and plays While My Guitar Gently Weeps. He plays the solo on that, and it's like Tom Petty's out there, and all these other legendary guitar players are all out on stage. They're all playing on this song. And then Prince comes out and does the solo, and it is like 3 minutes of just pure bliss as a guitar player. It's the best solo I've ever seen a video of.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, it's a good
Slash
riff.
On
Absolutely.
The guitar solo.
Slash is always
Teddy,
up for
I got one
great
for you,
solo.
Buddy. I got one for you.
I thought of the one I was thinking of.
Who?
You, what? Eruption.
Okay,
is the,
Eruption.
Oh,
yeah.
There
good
you
one.
Go.
Eddie Van Halen. Go listen to Michael Jackson's Beat It. It's got an iconic guitar solo.
Is that Eddie Van Halen?
And that is Eddie Van Halen.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Who did the guitar.
I did not even realize that.
For Beat It. Eddie Van Halen, good guitarist.
Yeah, he's one of the best
he's
of all time.
He's one of the best, and Ted didn't know he was a guitarist. Up until today.
No, I did. I'm just old. I forget things.
And we would be remiss. I should throw in here anything, pretty much any Pantera album that Dimebag Darrell was involved with. Every song pretty much has a ridiculous
well,
solo.
Yes, but of course. This is all subjective to...
Cemetery Gates, though. If you're not a big fan of like the heaviest, rockiest stuff in the world, that's one of their like slower ballad type songs. Pantera. That's a pretty great
one. I'll give you a B cut too from Bon Jovi because you know I'm a Richie Sambora fan.
I know you are.
I'll give you a B cut from Bon Jovi. The song is on Keep the Faith. It's called Dry County. It's like 9 minutes long.
Mm.
And there's a very nice guitar solo, Dry County.
All right.
Psycho of the Week is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident causing some pretty big delays. 270 northbound and before US 33 southeast, right lane blocked there. Stop and go traffic backing up to Alum Creek Drive. Traffic getting by in the left lane. Only police are on the scene. About a 30-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Adam Selleck for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fat and happy. Hey, one out of two isn't bad. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Well, let me tell you about my friends at Bath R Us.
Oh, I wish you would.
We've all heard stories of remodels that took way too long. Bath R Us understands the importance of sticking to schedules and deadlines. These guys pride themselves on working hard to stick to the schedule to complete your remodel on time. Don't wait. Upgrade to the bath of your dreams today with no regrets. Give them a call. 855-592-BATH. That's 855-592-2284. Or go to bathrus.com and schedule your free in-home estimate to get $1,500 off and low to no monthly payments. Plus, every Bath R Us remodel comes with a 30-year transferable warranty. Call them. 855-592-BATH. Bathrus.com. Psycho.
Well, Mike, I've got a positive psycho of the week.
Wow, all right.
Which is a new thing, but I'm going to work that in. And then I have a town full of psychos. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. First up, the positive psycho of the week. That's Zach Swope, 32 years old, of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. He decided to capture a Guinness World Record by watching the most films ever in 1 year at a movie theater.
Oh, okay.
Now, he said he wanted to do this and attached a charitable cause to it. That's why he's a positive psycho of the week.
Are they smut films? Or?
No. Like real movies.
All right.
Like, he had to go to a theater, though, to watch them. Wanted to raise awareness for mental health issues. Regal Cinemas donated $7,777.77 to his cause because he completed this. He saw 777 movies in a calendar year.
In a theater.
He started in July of 2022 with Minions, Rise of Gru, and finished it this past July with Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. He apparently bought a Regal United membership for $22 a month, which allowed him to see as many movies as he could. Said he generally saw up to 3 movies every weekday after work. I want to again say 3 movies after work. I don't know what time he gets off work. One.
I'm guessing this is he's not a married guy.
I don't think so. But he apparently, and then he would see a few on the weekends because he actually wanted to have some kind of social life on the weekends, which I guess I can't blame him. But he was not allowed to take bathroom breaks or have snacks or drinks during the film.
I mean, he was not allowed.
Well, to get the Guinness World Record, you apparently have to go in the movie and you can't bring any food or drink or anything. You have to sit there because it's an endurance thing.
What does that have to do with eating food?
Because if you get up and leave,
you don't have to leave. You can get the food before the movie starts.
Nope. He apparently was not allowed to do that. He said his favorite movie of all the movies he saw, 700 of them plus, was Across the Spider-Verse. So let him live. That's
never heard of it.
It was like the big Spider-Man movie.
I didn't see it.
You're the psycho.
I don't know.
All right. The other town of psychos is in Brezna, Montenegro. 7 individuals are competing for the resort village's coveted title of laziest citizen.
I didn't enter.
Well, Reuters apparently reported that what you have to do to win this contest is lay down
and not get up.
Sounds great.
The contest, which promises a prize of $1,000, is held every year, started in 2012 to mock a popular stereotype of Montenegrins who are accused of being lazy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. But the town said, all right, you think we're lazy? We'll show you how lazy we are. Let's have a contest.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. In 2022, a record of 117 hours of lying down without getting up, other than for bathroom breaks. I'll get to that in a moment. That was the record that was set. But after 20 plus days and nearly 500 hours straight of laying down, there are seven people still
that can't
working
be good.
On the record.
Have we checked to see if they're actually alive?
Oh, yeah.
They're corpses.
No. There were 21 who started. Now there's only seven, but they've gone over 20 days. Apparently, every person gets 10 minutes each 8 hours that they are laying down to visit the restroom. So you lay for 8 hours, you get up, you have 10 minutes to go to the bathroom and then back to laying down. That's all you can do. Last year's champion, Dubravka Aksik, 38.
Yes, Yarmo drafted him.
Said they all, quote, feel good. Excellent. There are no health problems. They are pampering us. All we have to do is remain laying down.
Blue Jacket Select. Rafta Kamru. What was his name?
Dubravka Aksik.
Dubravka F kick. Ass kick.
Also, Filip Neskovic, who is 30 or 23 years old, said time goes by quickly.
It does?
Because they have so many people waiting on them, I guess. So again, it's 21 people started, 7 left, 500 hours of laying down, and they have a whole town of people waiting hand and foot on these people. Must be nice, and also that, to me, is psycho behavior, because I can't sit still for more than like a few hours, and then I got to get up and do something. So
thank you, Bone.
I couldn't do it.
Crew hosting the Fire tonight. They should have had 3 points against Orlando this past weekend.
That was
they
so
had
frustrating.
Leads a couple times in that game.
They had a 3-1 lead 65 minutes into the game on the road. You got to see that out. Instead, they give a stoppage time winner and
don't even get a point out of it. They get nothing.
They got tied up in like the 85th, which is bad enough when you're leading on the road and you give up a late goal. And then they lost it in stoppage time. Just abysmal. That's
nobody
no
gives away points like the Crew.
Dude. It's so frustrating. I don't know why either, because they have the talent to see these games out, one would think.
And well, Fire bad, right? They should win this game tonight,
they
right?
They should win this game, and you need to, because you need the points here.
Another sellout tonight over at lower.com.
Did they officially say that? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay.
Tiger and Justin Timberlake open a sports bar together in New York City called T-Squared Social.
Oh, boy.
Which sounds very douchey.
That sounds like something that was named in 2003, but no one invested in it, and they're just now launching it.
They say it will have elevated cuisine, craft cocktails, full swing simulators, duck pin bowling. I don't know what that is.
That's the pins. You been to pins? They have the little tiny bowling, not the huge. It's not full-size bowling lanes. It's the smaller ones.
And darts.
Okay.
They have all of that, plus TVs to watch your favorite sport, and Tiger will never be caught dead in it. But he owns
it. That's right. That's right. I hear it's a great place to crash, though, Mike. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
I'm just ripping off David Spade. That's all. That's all I am. Meat Sweat says, my ideal male physiques.
Thank you.
Bone, my kid told me they're learning and playing pickleball in gym. What are you going to do when the girls come home and want to play pickleball with dad? Disappoint them and say no? Bite the bullet and play? Is adoption an option? Well, that's a rhyming phrase. I like that. No, I would just tell them that, like many things when you're a child, you'll learn eventually how to like do real adult things, not like pickleball. And so that's a phase, just like
dash their dreams. What if she comes home and says, dad, I found my calling.
Pickleball?
I want to be a professional pickleball player. I think I'm really good at it.
I'll tell her she needs to buy a new phone.
Will you coach me?
Whatever calling you get, it's the wrong number.
No, will you coach me, dad?
Coach her in pickleball?
I mean, the recruiters are calling me.
I don't even know how to play pickleball. Why would I coach you in it? I have no idea.
Well, can you get me a coach?
No. Sorry, I'll get you a coach for a real sport like tennis. We'll do that.
See, you just crashed.
That's not crashing your dream.
Your dream's gone.
No. No, I'm not helping out with your pickleball obsession. Gone. Sorry. Nope.
Well, you know what? It's better than what you said to her previously, which is I'm not playing sports with you until you grow a penis.
I did. That's a big rule in our house. Only men are allowed to play
sports. That's right.
That's why we
go make me a cupcake.
That's what we do. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We currently have an accident blocking things up in the area 270 northbound before US 33 southeast. The right lane blocked there. That accident involving an overturned vehicle, traffic getting by in the left lane only. Police on the scene. About a 20-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. Medical Mutual has Medicare Advantage plans that offer friendly Ohio-based customer service. Visit medmutual.com/OhioMedicare to learn more. Medical Mutual, your hometown Medicare insurer. I'm Adam Zelig for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean-out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hole. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my Wild Card Wednesday lovers.
You know, we have a prize.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
The wild card of our choice gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Crew soccer tonight here on The Fan starting at 7.
I'm going.
Oh, you're going to the game?
I'm going. Nice. Look at me. I'm Mr. Black and Gold today.
You know what? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, look.
When you came in, I saw you had the black polo shirt. Very nice.
You're not wearing any crew stuff, though.
He's wearing black and gold.
What?
He is dressed like a crew player.
I don't have...
In, like, color scheme, I'm saying. Like,
I don't have a crew shirt that fits me well at the moment.
That's fine.
So sue me.
You've been the same weight since I've met you. How could it possibly fit?
Not fit?
You mean not fit?
Not fit.
Phil, I thought you, of all people, would understand this. There are certain styles of shirts and fits and cuts of shirts that I prefer now. And I like a looser, classic-fitting t-shirt.
So it's
and
the too one, tight. You don't want to show off the guns.
It's too tight. It's not that I wouldn't show the guns off. It's just too tight around my hips and my waist.
Yep. By the way, I will give the... We have a prize. That,
yes.
That's what you just said, prize, and then we started talking.
Pecan pennies.
Sean said my guys... I don't even, how do we not even know this till just now? He said, Happy National Queso Day. Is that a thing?
There's today? A national day for everything.
No, but I didn't know today was National Queso Day. Why have we not been eating delicious queso in the office all day long? We should have had a queso fountain
in here. It
was
cheeseburger day the other day, wasn't it? We missed that too.
That's a day.
Oh, that's a day. Queso day, though. He said, what's the best way to fully enjoy some warm queso, GTH?
With a chip.
With chips. Well, that, I mean, there's a million ways to enjoy it.
I mean, rub it all over your body.
What else? You could get a taco and dip it in queso.
Yes, that's also delicious.
That's,
but
to me, better than a chip.
No, for me.
That's better than a chip.
Chips.
Chips basic. Taco, you got the meat and cheese and all the other stuff, and you dip it in the cheese.
Yeah, basic is the way to go. Like, I would like a chili con queso. That would be delicious. That's always a good one.
Oh, yeah. I do like a chili con queso.
Get the little bit of the chorizo sausage into that queso.
I don't know if
the move is dipping the taco over pouring the queso in the taco as an extra.
An ingredient. You could do both.
I'll tell you, this is pure Fat Boy food tip. If you go to Taco Bell, you know they have the little chips and the like squeezy cheese that they heat up that you give you, right? That's good.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. That, though, is like a $2 thing. I go to Taco Bell and don't ask for the chips. And I just say, I'd like my tacos.
You put your tongue in it?
I'd like my tacos. Can I have a side of the dip, the cheese dip, queso? And then they give you that.
Just put your whole mouth in it.
And then I take the little soft tacos and roll them up as tiny as I can and just dip them right. Mm.
You turn the taco.
That was
into
a big gulp there, buddy.
That was a big gulp.
That was a lot of saliva that you had going on there.
That was a gulp.
Yeah.
That was a Ryan Day gulp right
it
there.
It was.
Oh, we just, going to get better on offense, better
That's
offensively.
That's
better
right.
Defensively.
Exactly right.
A good team performance today.
He's a voice shifter, by the way, Ryan Day.
What do you mean?
I challenge everybody to listen carefully the next time Ryan Day does a press conference. And this is typically on game day because he's using a lot of energy. Things are happening, right? He's probably got a lot of anxiety. He's stressed out. He will start off a clip with that voice that I was doing. And then somewhere in the middle of it, he will turn back into normal Ryan Day voice.
Oh, interesting.
I'm telling you, listen carefully on Saturday when we've got the coverage going on.
I'll have to check that out because I do notice in the press conferences a lot of times now we get this Ryan Day that's almost like, yeah, we're way down here.
I heard you guys doing the Thad Mata.
He's doing Ryan Day, right?
Belichick and Thad.
Yeah. Just in terms of you know how we played last week. Yeah.
Who was
and
that?
And he's got hard candy in his mouth too. Thad always had hard candy in. While he was doing his pressers.
You know what? I think it's time for my hard candy.
Mints!
By the way, while you're working out an impression, Timmy, I want your opinion of this. I've been working on a Pat Summerall, and I want your thoughts.
All right.
Let's hear it.
All right. First down, Cowboys, 27-yard line. Jay Novacek in motion. Is that how we're doing so far? Is that okay? Murder, she wrote. That's
and really I wish you would murder me right now.
I thought it was terrible. I just wanted confirmation. Thank you.
You just went into Paul Harvey.
No,
that wasn't Pat Summerall.
Do Paul Harvey. Go ahead.
Oh, let me think about it.
Good day, Americans.
Yeah, no, hang on.
Come on.
Good day, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. Stand by for Gone with the Wind.
How many listeners of ours right now actually know who Paul Harvey is?
I thought you were going to say I've driven off the road.
Come on. They know him from this show.
No, they don't know. they don't know who Paul Harvey is. What's coming up on the Buckeye Show? Come on.
Coming up tonight, it's Notre Dame week, so a lot more preparation for that. Something that Gene Smith said today, I think, caught some attention, caught some headlines. And Dave Holmes, as he's on his way out to South Bend, and I've got the sweat running into my eyeballs again. I can't even see. Dave Holmes will join us in studio.
What just happened?
He's crazy, man.
You're crazy, man.
You?
Wait.
Timmy, you're really... I thought you were doing a bit there. You have sweat in your eyes?
You can't see.
What is happening?
I beat his ass in some ping pong.
I'm crying again. It's the second time in a week this
has
happened to me.
Put so much Jorge Cantu in your hair.
Put so much damn lacquer on that thing.
That's right.
All right, Buckeye shows up next. Back page.
The Back Page.
The Back Page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, man, in Arizona, they got some problems. Problems that we don't have to relate to. It's hot there. It's desert. And also, they have a lot of odd animals that you encounter. Marissa Mackey of Rattlesnake Solutions, which is a company that does business in Arizona because they have a lot of people in need of rattlesnake solutions, responded to a home in Mesa.
What's the solution?
Well,
besides chopping their heads off.
Well, they have to get rid of the rattlesnakes in some way. A resident in Mesa reported some snakes had been in his garage for a few days, and he wanted to figure out where they were coming from. So she ended up looking around in the garage and found and removed 20 Western Diamondback rattlesnakes from the garage. 5 adults, 15 babies. One of the adults was pregnant with more. Said the skin sheds in the garage indicate
big boy.
The skin sheds in the garage, meaning all the like times they've shed their skin, at one point indicate there might have been up to 40 snakes in the garage at a single time. Yikes. Not today, but
that's Monday.
Still yikes.
Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome.
Buckeye shows up next. Crew Soccer at 7. Then it's a late edition of On the Money, which means we'll see Scotty Vegas again in this office. Never.
Mm.
But you can catch him on the money, and maybe Dave Biddle will leave his toenail on the floor.
There it is.
See you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone. I'm the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Still looking out for that accident. 270 northbound before US 33 southeast. Right lane blocked there. Overturned vehicle in that accident. Traffic getting by in the left lane only. Police are on the scene. Stop and go traffic backing up. About a 30-minute delay through that area. This report sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday and buy one, get one free boneless wings every Thursday. Shake up your week with flavor. Buffalo Wild Wings, let's go sports bar. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. I'm Adam Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Boner, just for you.
Yeah.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson still in concussion protocol.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you'd think that would be PJ Walker time, but it's not.
Mm.
Taking first team reps at Browns practice today. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Flacco.
Boy, what a long game play by the Ravens to have that one season where Joe Flacco was deemed to be good, so that these many years later, when it all falls apart for the Browns, they go, who can we turn to? Hey, remember that guy who somehow won a Super Bowl with the Ravens? Let's call him. Joe Flacco, come on down.
I would like everybody out there, to their significant other, man, woman, dog, I don't care. I want you to go up to their face later on today and with a straight face, look at them and say, hey, Flacco my Cracko. And just see what happens.
See what, hey, you never know.
Maybe you have the wildest night of passion of your life.
You may find out that that's
Flacco my Cracko.
That's right. See what happens.
I could Flacco your Cracko.
Offer. Offer to, would you like for either of us to Flacco the other's Cracko?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's invent something.
Yeah, why not?
We've done a lot on this show. We brought back bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. We've interviewed the president. We've gotten fired on the air. We've done it all.
I just want to point out, none of those things did we invent. They're just things we did.
Okay, but what I'm saying
other
is,
people have done
what's
all those
lacking
things.
Is our own entry in Urban Dictionary.
Hmm.
I want to be able to go to Urban Dictionary and search Flacco my Cracko.
Yeah. If we somehow get Flacco my Cracko to be a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I can't wait. Let's make it happen.
Let's determine what it is, too.
Well,
the mystery
now,
of it. We can't do it on the air.
We need to let people determine that on their own. You know what? Let us know what happens with
Flacco
you
my,
this evening. See
look,
what happens.
If Lego my ego can become a thing.
Yeah.
Flacco my Cracko can be a thing, too.
It very much could be.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.